Hi, and welcome to TechRant Episode 2, Take 2. Thanks, Audacity.
Today we'll be covering that guy who advertised himself on Google.
iPad Day.
iPhone browsers.
Syncing.
Spotify.
Photography.
And other things that happened this week. So let's kick off with the Google job experiment.
Yeah, very clever guy, works in advertising, or does now anyway. He Googled the top companies in New York for advertising and found out their CEO's names.
And everyone knows that everyone who's rich and famous likes to Google themselves.
So what he did is he bought the AdWords for their names. Now for those of you that don't know, AdWords is a service from Google which enables you to buy adverts which appear directly under a search box when you type in something. So when they typed in their names...
I know, you know what they are.
When you typed in their names... he displayed an ad linking back to his website. And the title of the advert was, "Hey, CEO's name, Googling yourself is a lot of fun. Hiring me is fun too." And yeah, he got 7 interviews from that. And he actually got 2 job offers. And is now working for one of the biggest advertising firms in New York City.
So I think what this shows is being able to think outside the box, because clearly he advertised himself in a way that no one had thought of doing before, and I think that's why they would have picked him up, because that's what advertising is all about.
It is indeed.
Right, so moving on swiftly, today was iPad Day in the UK, so we've seen a flurry of tweets about iPads. Here at TechRant, we are fans of the iPad.
We are indeed, has to be said. Fortunately, one of our friends has got one imported from America a couple of weeks ago.
So we've had enough time to play with it. I don't want to spend too long talking about iPads, but personally, I'd love one. But £420? Lot of money.
Yeah, none of us are that rich at the moment.
Yeah,
so...
it's not worth the money. I'd love to wake up and be able to just use it as my personal computer, but...
sadly not.
I have a netbook for that, and it costs probably a third of the price. iPhone browsers.
Yeah, recently Firefox announced their plans to create a browser type iPhone app.
Right, so it's going to be called Firefox Home, and rather than go through Opera went, where they tried to reinvent the wheel and scrap Safari and WebKit or whatever they did that no one really liked and no one uses anymore, they've decided to keep a layer of Safari, but to have their own tab system and their own bookmarks, which syncs with the tabs and the bookmarks on your Firefox installation, which I think is really nice. And it's something that also reminds me of Opera Link, which is something that they had, which is the same that syncs your bookmarks and tabs. So it seems to be a direct competition going on there. This brings us on nicely to the Opera Potato. If you haven't seen the Opera Potato video, then we'll have it in the show notes, and I recommend it. To summarise, Opera is faster than a potato.
That's quite impressive.
I'll leave it at that, because without the video, you just won't understand. Right, next, syncing.
Syncing. Yeah, where should we start with syncing? Should we start with the web app or Dropbox?
Yeah, we'll start with Etherpad. We, as uni students, have to work in teams. And we found this great collaborative tool called Etherpad, which is, obviously, if you imagine a Word document, this is a web app, if you imagine a Word document, but you can all be logged in, and as you type, they can see what you're typing. And so, effectively, we had, I think, 5 people working on the same document at the same time. Which was an essay, so a big, nice long document, and it worked perfectly. It was no problem at all.
It's really good for even just laying out the project and laying out the different sections, and then like, right, you do that bit, you do that bit. And it's actually got a chat feature down the side as well, where you can sort of suggest things, because you don't have to be all in the same room. When we initially did it, we did it in the same room to get it sorted and get started, but yeah, that was really helpful.
So, so we use it for code, we use it for show notes for this, for planning, anything we plan collaboratively, and it's now been open source because the people who created it went to Google Wave and they made a flop. So now, if you want to use it, someone's forked it, and they've made a few improvements, and it's called sync.in. So SYNC.in, and we use it extensively. We think it's great.
Yeah, we're loving it.
Right. Also, while we're on the topic of syncing, Dropbox is a great service. Everyone should use it. We're not going to describe it. But now they allow you to have multiple folders being watched by Dropbox.
Way!
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, something Syncplicity has done for quite a while, which is another service which does similar. The only thing Syncplicity really lacks for me is the network sharing that Dropbox has.
And the fact that it isn't Dropbox. Right, so there's no reason not to get Dropbox. Get Dropbox now. Download Dropbox. Good.
Sorted.
Okay, so also this week, or possibly last week, due to an Audacity problem, Spotify announced their new pricing model.
It's not really that surprising. Spotify have been struggling to make money, or so it would seem. So they've introduced a sort of intermediary price plan called Unlimited, and they've for £5, which is unlimited streaming with no adverts.
And they seem to have capped their what they now deem as their open account to 20 hours a month. So I think for the average user, it's not a big deal, but I think they're trying to cap down the people who actually use it every day. And I think £5 a month, £1.20 a week, is not a big deal.
No, I think if you're using it that amount, you're not going to worry about paying a little bit extra, and you get the benefit of no ads as well. And yeah they've kept the premium £10 a month.
And that gives you the iPhone app as well.
And the ability to play playlists in offline mode.
Yep. So that moves on to photography, which is a bit more my segment of the show. There's a really nice video that I found made on the Canon 5D Mark II, which seems to be the camera of choice at the moment for stills and video, of the Icelandic volcano. It's a really nice time lapse, and I think it's stunning. You've seen it, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I love the idea. If you read the description on Vimeo, he basically said, I thought the Iceland volcano would be a really cool thing to do a time lapse of. So I got the first flight I could find, which he said was quite hard. I got the first flight and I just went over there for 3 days. And I really like the idea of just like get up and go without planning something. And the video is stunning. I've looked at his other videos and they're really nice as well.
Impressive guy.
Yeah. And also recently I've been looking a lot at focus stacking. So the idea of focus stacking is you take multiple exposures and in Photoshop or what have you, you can whack them together. So you can have multiple things in focus. So rather than your aperture where you can, your depth of field where you can just sort of blur the focal range, you can just specify a couple of places that you want to be in focus. So for example, if you've got a picture of someone and a picture of them in a mirror, you can make sure they're in focus in the original image and in the mirror, for example. And a nice little example I've found of this is of chess pieces. And it allows you to click to focus on this image. So where you click becomes in focus. They've obviously taken, if you look carefully, they've probably taken about 6 or 7 photos at different focus levels, and you can sort of see. I don't know, I think it's just more fun than anything, but it's just like, gives you an idea of focus stacking.
It's really clever. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have expected it. They seem to have taken quite a few pictures. I would have said more than 6, but I'm not the photography guy, so.
Well, if you notice, if you click on that piece and you click on like that piece, they're the same. They're actually showing the same thing.
Hmm.
It's just very cleverly done. Right, so that leads us on to other random things this week. We found a nice article, a nice presentation from a woman, her name escapes me, about replacing herself with shell scripts, which we thought was quite funny.
Yeah.
What she's done is she said, look, we spend supposedly 2 hours a day organising our online life, so be that email, Twitter, whatever. And she's basically said a lot of these tasks are quite boring and quite a waste of time. For example, our emails, it's about 2% of emails we're actually interested in, are the ones that we actually care about. Mm. So she's written a load of scripts that handle her emails. And for example, if she needs to nag someone, it will repeatedly ask them in different ways. And so it seems like it's her, but actually her whole life is governed by a series of scripts.
It's really quite clever. Joshua talked a little bit about how she's enabled the scripts to sort of learn and educate themselves as to what actions they take on various effects, which is pretty clever.
Right, so next, I'm a bit of a maker. I like electronics and things like this. And the next thing come up is a little video on Vimeo we found, which is of the personal pencil production plant. This is really nice. Someone's made a little video. It reminds me of a Rube Goldberg machine, but obviously it's not really quite the same. And what it does is it gets some clay and it squeezes it through a mould to make something in a pencil shape. And it's got a little bit of graphite, and then it snips it off, and then it stamps the pencil, and then it goes on a conveyor belt through a toaster to set the clay.
Through a toaster.
And then he stamps on a little eraser, and it's just really cutesy. We think you'll all enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Right, and lastly, our electronics fill for the week. Anyone with an Arduino, have a look at this. Anyone who knows about Charlie Plexing will be familiar with it. This is a really nice, I'll post a link to it under the word laser game. This is a really nice little game, and all it is a cube. It's self-contained, and it has a matrix of 8x8 LEDs. And the game is like Asteroids, so you have falling pixels that fall, obviously. And if you can shine a laser, and it picks up the variance in voltage from the laser shining on the LED. So it can see where you're shining the laser, and it can see when you've hit one of the targets. So it's a game on this little matrix of 8x8 LEDs, and you play it with a laser pen. It's really nice. It's really cute.
Does sound quite clever.
So all our links will be in the show notes, which makes it time for
Read It Later Lottery.
Hope you liked our new jingle. Right. I'm going to pick my Read It Later Lottery, and I've settled on, right, Lost in 3 minutes. I never watched Lost, and in a way I'm very glad I never did. This is an article which, rather than wasting 7 years of my life, I can understand the whole of Lost in 3 minutes. I haven't watched it yet, and have you been?
I have not seen it, no.
Okay, so obviously, it's 3 minutes long, so we're going to pause recording now, watch it, and then summarise the summary of Lost. And we are back. So, to summarise, I'm glad I didn't watch Lost.
I can't say the same. No, because I have watched the first 5 seasons.
You might as well have stuck with it.
I haven't been forced to watch the final season yet, but it will happen.
Cool, well, now you know the answer. I do love J.J. Abrams, though, but Lost is a step too far.
He does make some really good stuff, as we said.
So, yes, we would recommend watching that video, because it is interesting.
And that will be in the show notes. For my Read It Later Lottery, I have stumbled across a Make Use Of article on WordPress.tv. which contains lots of WordPress tutorials. I'm guessing most of you probably know what WordPress is. WordPress is a blogging platform. And, if you've ever done a bit of WordPress editing or WordPress devving, you know it's quite fun.
We've got a friend, John in Nolan.
Yeah.
He likes works, WordPress. Works he might WordPress, be doesn't he? He might be interested in this.
Yeah, and there's some sort of tutorials and stuff here, but there's also some videos of people giving talks on various things in WordPress. I obviously bookmarked it to read later, so I'll definitely have a look at that later today. But yeah, it's quite interesting.
And that concludes our Read It Later lottery for this week.
Fantastic. As you might have noticed, we have been one man short this week. Today, our friend Jack is visiting Microsoft.
And so, to finish off, we'd like to say thank you to all four of our listeners. And if you found this interesting, you might enjoy the Explicit Web podcast, who are good friends of ours.
Indeed, they are.
Or at least they lead us to think that we are, so we plug them, but ultimately they won't plug us. we'll cut that bit, right?
Maybe. Tune in next week for another fantastic episode of Tech Rant.
And in the words of AOL Lady, goodbye.